So I'd like to read the first couple pages, and then I don't know what we'll do after that. There is a language older by far and deeper than words. It's the language of bodies, of body on body, wind on snow, rain on trees, wave on stone. It is the language of dream, gesture, symbol, memory. We've forgotten this language. We do not even remember that it exists. In order for us to maintain our way of living, we must, in a broad sense, tell lies to each other, and especially to ourselves. It's not necessary that the lies be particularly believable. The lies act as barriers to truth. These barriers to truth are necessary because without them, many deplorable acts would become impossibilities. You know, I really first realized that I did a lot of timber sale appeals back in the late 80s, early 90s, and every single one of the acres that I helped to save was clear cut under the salvage rider. The federal government realized that too many illegal timber sales were being stopped, so they passed a law saying that basically exempting, they said the forests are in a state of collapse, so we need to cut them down. Any timber sale that they said was necessary for forest health, it would be exempted from environmental regulations. And if you're having trouble with this, don't worry, it's a brain buster. That's when I realized that. It's the whole argument was really stupid, but everybody was taking it at face value. And so what I realized is that they couldn't just cut down the trees. They had to have this justification. It didn't matter. The justification was really absurd. And I'll get to this in a second about my father being really violent, but he always had to have a reason for his violence. It couldn't ever just be because I'm an asshole. It's because, you know, my brother got a poor grade on a spelling test, because he parked the car here instead of there, because of this, because of that. There's always a reason. And the reason, once again, doesn't have to make sense. And in fact, it's best if the reason can always change. Truth must at all costs be avoided. We do allow self-evident truths to percolate past our defenses and into our consciousness. They're treated like so many hand grenades rolling across the dance floor of an improbably macabre party. We try to stay out of harm's way, afraid they'll go off, shatter our delusions, and leave us exposed to what we've done to the world and to ourselves, exposed as the hollow people we've become. And so we avoid these truths, these self-evident truths, and continue the dance of world destruction. Oh, here's something that's not in the book, because I only came across it last spring. I love this. R.D. Lang came up with the three rules of a dysfunctional family or a dysfunctional society. Rule A is don't. Rule A1 is rule A does not exist. Rule A2 is never discuss the existence or non-existence of rules A, A1, or A2.